I really feel like confidence goes a lot of way when it comes to outfits, because if you're confident in what you're wearing, it's going to come off in your body posture, it's going to come off in your face, it's going to come off in so much. And if you're not confident in what you're wearing, it's going to come off in your body posture, it's going to come off in your face.
What's trending isn't what's important for what I'm wearing. It's what I feel confident that makes or break an outfit.
Also, just with body shape, understanding, are you pear shape, strawberry shape, banana shape? And depending on what your shape is, there's certain styles and cuts that are more flattering on that body shape and style.
We are the guardians of girlhood, paired with multi-generational perspectives. And when we say that every girl has a story, what do we mean? Well, we're here for the girl searching for her people, the girl craving an outlet, the girl with an incarcerated parent or a broken home, the girl who hides in the bathroom at lunch, the girl who doesn't believe in herself, the girl with big dreams but no idea where to start. By opening up and sharing experiences, we not only empower ourselves, we inspire others. We express, we create, and we elevate. This is Love Girls, the podcast.
Welcome back to Love Girls, the podcast, where we're celebrating confidence, creativity, and the voices of women and making an impact. Today's episode is all about fashion, sustainability, and smart style. We're sitting down with our friends from Plato's Closet, a brand that's changing the way that young people shop, earning money, and expressing themselves without breaking the bank. Let's jump in. First, I think we should go around and do some intros because we have some new friends on the podcast, especially a new youth voice on the podcast today. You all know me. I'm Jasmine Babers-Gunn, one of your favorite hosts, and I'm here with your other favorite host, my sister. Kayla, you want to say hi?
Hey, it's Kayla Babers, partner in crime to Mrs. Babers-Gunn. I wouldn't have it any other way. So excited to see everybody. I'm having some serious feelings of nostalgia seeing Abigail because I did her photos when she was like 11 or 12 years old, and now she is just like this grown adult that I don't even recognize.
And we also have one of our fellows here that Kayla mentioned. Abigail is on the call. Do you want to say hi?
Hi, I'm Abigail Hauser. I'm here just to kind of like vibe and hang out and add my commentary here and there. I'm super excited and I can't wait to jump in and have a bunch of super fun conversations.
And then we also have our friends from Plato's Closet. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Say hello.
My name is Allison Weir and I'm the owner of Plato's Closet in Davenport.
And then I'm Cheyenne Tapia. I'm the store manager at Plato's Closet.
And we are so excited to have you both here. The amazing thing about Plato's is that we have been working together in partnership for several years now. And Plato's has been a huge support of our work. Plato's has dressed some of our cover girls in the past with amazing outfits. Plato's has also dressed several girls. I mean, probably at this point, dozens, right? Dozens of girls for our Love Awards. We've had girls come who were in our summer camp and
cover shoots.
Plato's has been the best partner that we can ask for in this work. And there's so much mission alignment because you all are doing excellent work for the community, but also specifically, I think that teen girls really benefit from your store and the work that you do. And so we're just really interested to dive in and talk a little bit more about fashion, about thrifting, about personal style. I think that our youth voices will have some interesting things to say about that too. So for our listeners who may not know, what makes Plato's Closet different from a retail or a traditional thrift store?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the biggest difference with Plato's Closet is that we pay cash on the spot for the items that people no longer are wanting. And then we are very good with keeping current trends. So like you can come in and shop and find a lot of the current trends instead of having to wait years down the road for them to actually make it to the thrift stores. And then our biggest target is like the teens, early 20s.
And I always feel like I can find the most up-to-date styles when I go to Plato's. I'm interested in hearing a little bit more about how you stay current. Like, what type of fashion trends, especially for young people who are looking to like clean out their closets and looking to maybe earn a little bit of extra money, what type of fashion trends typically move the fastest in the store? Like, what do you recommend that young people really look for if they're looking to bring in some clothes from their closets? Like, what items would you suggest?
Yeah, one thing that's really great about us is we do take all seasons all year round. So anytime that anyone's cleaning out your closets, definitely can bring them in as we take summer items all year round, winter items all year round. I would say that the best things that sell the best are our comfy athletic wear. So like those comfy oversized sweatshirts, the basic leggings, the flare leggings, things like those sell pretty well for us, as well as denim. We're always looking for denim. American Eagle denim sells very well. We have like the flare and boot cut, the distressed, all of the things. But I typically say anything that people are wanting to get rid of, we're more than happy to always take a look at them and to bring it in.
No, I love that. And I feel like athletic wear is something that I have recently been shopping for myself. You know, your girl is getting into yoga. And so I'm constantly on the hunt for really comfortable leggings that don't roll, because when you're doing all of your bends and your twists and yoga, like, I feel like almost every single pair of leggings that I own right now will roll at the waist, and then I'm like constantly adjusting myself. I'm interested to hear from like Amaya and Abby, when you guys are going through your closet, what are some pieces that you're like, ooh, I can't let that go yet? Like, I still feel like that's really on trend. What are some pieces that you're like, okay, maybe I've worn this once? I feel like dresses in particular for me, especially formal dresses, if I've worn it and I've taken like a picture in it, I'm like, okay, this can probably go, because when and where am I going to wear it again? So I'm interested in hearing from you all what pieces are in your closet right now that you're loving, and what pieces you're like, okay, if I had to give something up right now, this is what I would choose.
So I'm actually do a lot with pageants. I actually was out for Thanksgiving at a national pageant, and pageant clothes can get very expensive. So I always love to, you know, reuse the clothes that I love. And I really won't buy something unless I absolutely love it. And I also do Taekwondo. And one of my favorite pairs of leggings for Taekwondo I actually got from Plato's Closet. Because they have like sheer things on the side. So they're like fashionable and fun, but still like effective for Taekwondo and things like that. But I absolutely just love, you know, being able to have all the super fun dresses and things like that for pageants, while also being able to, you know, take them to Plato's Closet so that other girls can wear, you know, things that are confident and absolutely stunning and gorgeous, but at like a lower price and a more sustainable shopping and things like that.
Very interesting. I'm wondering what our ladies at Plato's Closet have to say, because we often go in there for like the Love Awards and cover shoots, and you guys style the girls like from head to toe. Jasmine and I spent the summers with our grandma, and she was a much older grandma, and she would take us thrift shoppings. And back in the day, thrift shopping was seen as like taboo. Like, you don't go to the thrift store to get your school clothes. You don't wear something that somebody else has wore. And to see that it's transformed into this like empowering, sustainable, bringing in vintage fashion and making it new again. Like, I love that for the girlies, because back in the day, you were expected to have baby fat and rock wear and all the things. And Robert and Teresa were not paying full price. We were shopping the thrift finds, and I think it's great that you guys have been able to market this specifically towards young women to show how you can own your own style without having to wear whatever some Instagram baddie is wearing. So yeah, I love rummaging through Plato's Closet.
And to that point too, Kayla, also about like homecoming and prom, that's something that we've been able to successfully make more affordable for people in the Quad Cities community. So we have homecoming and prom dresses for like $18.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. In the past, we've never accepted like the homecoming prom. I want to say within the last 2 years is when we started. And there's so many options from $8 to $18 for these styles. And I say it all the time, I wish it was available when I was in high school, because I would have went to more than one dance. Mm-hmm. But I love being people to be able to come in and have those affordable options, especially for those big events like that, and still be able to feel beautiful and all of the things.
And I think it's very easy to forget accessibility, especially in the Quad Cities community, and how alienating maybe not being able to afford a $400, $300 dress for a one-time event. So it's very cyclical, and I'm here for the girl and fashion empowerment. I love it.
And on the whole prom thing, I need to come buy my prom dress from y'all because I don't have one of those yet, and that's coming up soon.
Oh my gosh, yes! And I also got my dress at a thrift store, I think in like East Moline. And I remember it being such a point of anxiety for me. We didn't get around to it, or all the options that I liked, they were just a little too expensive. And I just remember like being like, I'm not even going to prom. And it was literally because of my dress. And it was literally because I couldn't find a dress that was like in budget for my parents, but also one that made me feel really good. And so I also desperately wished that it had been around when I was going to prom. That was a long time ago, but yeah.
The dress is so important for like the dances and stuff like that. Like my homecoming, we went to a clearance rack and I found a dress for $8. I was like, well, there's other ones I want to go look at first, but we bought the $8 one because it's only $8. Never got to the other ones, and I'm actually so happy that I wore the $8 dress because it looked absolutely amazing. I got so many compliments on it, and it's just like, you don't need the most like expensive or fancy dress. You just need one that like looks good on you, makes you feel confident, and then you're set to go.
And I love that Plato's Closet is a one-stop shop. You can get jewelry, you can get shoes, you can get a dress. Well, y'all know, y'all work there, you own it. But like, I just wanted to reiterate that for our listeners, because sometimes when you go into like thrift shops and things like that, they're very specific. But you guys make sure a young lady can walk in with a full outfit from head to toe. And I just think that takes out the very overwhelmingness of sometimes that can be shopping, of having to go here and there and everywhere, especially in the Quad Cities where some of our shopping is a little bit limited.
What about you, Abby? Like, I feel like as somebody who is constantly on stage, constantly putting themselves out there, you probably think a lot about what you're wearing. How do you go about finding and owning your personal style?
So I have probably like a hodgepodge of like 15 different styles depending on what I'm doing. Because like for Taekwondo, like I'll usually wear, you know, like leggings and a sweatshirt because then have like the mobility and all that fun stuff. For pageants, it's, you know, very high glam. It's mostly like what looks good on my body, what makes me feel like confident and like my most outgoing, you know, personality, so I can just sit there and, you know, yap and not shut up, but not have to, you know, like get things done like I normally do. Most of the time I'm like in lounge clothes. Like I was in like my pajamas until I changed for this. So I was in, you know, like pajamas for this. So I wear like everything, but as long as it's like a good color that looks good on me and something that I feel like confident in, I really don't like care about like what's in trend, what's styling, because that's, for me, like what's trending isn't what's important for what I'm wearing. It's what I feel confident that makes or break an outfit.
I really feel like confidence goes a lot of way when it comes to outfits, because if you're confident in what you're wearing, it's going to come off in your body posture. It's going to come off in your face. It's going to come off in so much. And if you're not confident in what you're wearing, it's going to come off in your body posture. It's going to come off in your face. So that's what I always say, because like I love my oversized baggy clothes. And one of my coworkers was like, I don't know how you wear those. And I'm like, it's because I feel like I look great. And if I didn't feel like I look great, I'm sure you'd be able to see it in my posture and in my face. So I really think it's just about having the confidence in what you're wearing when you're wearing it.
One of my favorite quotes is confidence is the best accessory. Because, like, obviously, like, you can have, like, a boring outfit with no accessories and all that stuff. But if you add confidence to it, you still, you know, look amazing. And, you know, you get heads turning and people complimenting on, like, you just look amazing. Because confidence, like, it truly makes or breaks an outfit. That is the most important part.
I love it. Sister, did you have anything that you wanted to add on personal style? Because, you know, Kayla also loves to dress, and I feel like she's really good at finding like those like really like special items, and you know, like the really really amazing shoes or like the really really amazing jacket. Like she's always able to like scope out like the best piece in the whole store that like embodies like who she is. Tell us how you do it, sister.
Well, thanks. I mean, you make me feel like a fashion icon. But for me, it's all about what I like, and what I'm finding is what's on trend might not be the best option for my body. And once I got it out of the headspace of wearing what is mainstream, I started to feel more comfortable in my clothes and picking out pieces. I go back and forth between wanting like this fabulous capsule wardrobe where I can mix and match pieces, and then wanting these really standout pieces. Because I'm 32, so I'm a millennial. And back in the day, like if you were an outfit repeater, oh my God, shunned. Right. But now it's like there's this whole trend on TikTok, especially restyling pieces, and they look like totally different pieces depending on the event or how you're putting them together. So every 3-6 months, I'm like, huh, I want to completely change my style. And so that's something I'm currently struggling with. But baby steps to find my niche. But I'm also like, the girls, I feel like it depends on my mood, what I'm doing, because we're all multifaceted. And so I think to put our clothes in just like one little box would be doing a disservice to our creativity.
When you said fashion repeater, I thought of that. Is it like a meme? I don't know, but it's, or a gift.
Yes.
Where it's like, Lizzie McGuire, you are an outfit repeater.
Repeater, yes. Traumatized, PTSD. Kids are mean.
I had a friend in school who, like, all of the boys were like, you wore that, you know, 2 days ago. And she's like, I have a washing machine and I know how to use it. What's your point? Like,
I don't like that. Rude.
Right?
Kayla also brought up a good point of what you look good in, too. And some of the other elements are just understanding with your body shape and your skin tone and everything, what, for example, what colors look best on your skin versus even gold and silver, which one resonates better with your skin tone. And then also just with body shape, understanding, are you pear shape, strawberry shape, banana shape? And depending on what your shape is, there's certain styles and cuts that are more flattering on that body shape and style. So those are elements too that are helpful in knowing of what really is a wow outfit on you. But ultimately the end is what you feel best in is what trumps everything. But that also helps guide people just knowing those elements and knowing what styles work best.
Listen, I've heard of pear-shaped. I think I'm an hourglass shape, but I've heard of pear-shaped. I did not even know strawberry-shaped or banana-shaped were shapes. So this is news.
Hold on. I thought that was like an example, like a joke. I need an explanation of, I guess I can see strawberry, but banana, that's throwing me.
Banana is just your kind of even straight down from like shoulders to hips down. It's kind of a straight look where, you know, strawberry, you have very broad shoulders, narrow waist. Pear, you have narrow shoulders, bigger waist.
It's kind of like rectangle, inverted triangle, and like triangle, yeah. I think, but just like fruit shapes because everyone likes fruit more than shapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay. That's tracking a little bit more. A banana.
Let's talk a little bit more about trends, specifically when it comes to Play-Dohs, because I think that there were a few times when I went to Play-Dohs and turned in clothes, and sometimes it'll be like, oh my gosh, they took almost everything. Like, you know, and I'll be so excited. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, I thought that they would like this item, but it really didn't turn out to be something that you all were looking for. So one, do you have just any like very clear, finite like tips that you can give when it comes to selling clothes? And then also for people who are shopping and buying, is there a best time for fresh inventory? Like, is there like a, okay, if you come on Tuesday, come on Tuesday morning, you know, there's some really, all of our new cute stuff is going to be out. Or is it just constantly being updated?
We have a lot of back stock as well. So like, especially since we take all seasons all year round, it is kind of hard sometimes to buy all seasons all year round since we are not going to be actively putting them out until the next season. But when it comes to selling items to us, we love those trendy styles. So like for jeans right now, the baggy, low rise, distressed jeans, are super trending, but we are still taking like the boot cut and the skinny jeans and whatnot, just having to be a little bit more selective at times. And then like graphic tees, anything Harley Davidson, those ones are really trendy right now. I'm trying to think of like other super, super big trends. Really those oversized everything, oversized sweatshirts, oversized tees. And then just going along with some of the trends that you guys see, like on TikTok, like camo is really big right now. Everything with a bow. I feel like everything has bows on it. And I know that it's just one of those trending things. But yeah, I always say if you guys are wanting to get rid of it, bring it in. We're always happy to take a look at anything that anyone has. But taking into consideration like our back stock and like condition and then just those trendy styles that sell quicker or may have to sit a little bit longer before they sell. Constantly putting new stuff out to the floor every single day. New inventory hits the floor at least twice a day. We put out multiple bins in the morning, afternoon, at night. All of the leadership is just trained if there's time to put bins out. Fill our floor. So fresh inventory goes out every single day. We get fresh inventory every single day. So the next morning when we tag, we're putting tons of great stuff straight out to our floor. So there's never a time that you can't come and shop and find some great stuff here.
I love that. Like the store that you walk into on a Monday is not going to be the same store that you walk into if you decided you wanted to go back that Thursday. Like
it's funny. Yeah, it's funny because I can name 5 people that I see multiple times a week. And I know that that's their mindset of knowing that we put stuff out every single day. So there's definitely a couple regulars that we see multiple times a week just for that reason alone.
We talked a little bit in the beginning about how like in general, the trend has shifted. But I feel like Gen Z, Gen Alpha, like as a whole, you know, not to put people in a box, but like as a whole, they are a little bit more environmentally aware. They are a little bit more concerned about the earth than maybe past generations. Is that something that you've been experiencing, that young people are just really into sustainable fashion?
Yeah, I would say social media takes a really big part of that just because it's very trendy to like go thrifting and then like the vlogs and stuff that people see like on TikToks of like the really cool things that you can find while you're thrifting, I feel like has put a different light on thrifting and has made it like a fun activity to do. Like even if you're going out thrifting with your mom or you want to go with your group of friends to like different thrift stores, I feel like that is something that's super trendy within these last couple of years. But you can also hear it in the youth when they come in of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that they have all of this Lululemon for this price, or being able to find certain brands that they're not going to the stores to get. And then especially with like vintage just being a super trend in itself, like with Hollister dropping their entire like 2000s line to where everything looked like it did like early 2000s. So I feel like when they come here and they're able to find like actual vintage stuff sometimes that we're able to take, that's also pretty cool. But yeah, I feel like thrifting in general has just changed the aspect of like it being taboo to go thrifting. And then now like it's an activity that you can do with your friends.
I'm kicking myself from getting rid of like all my Hollister stuff, you know, like who knew it was going to come back around. Amaya, Abigail. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And to piggyback off of some of what Cheyenne is saying too, one thing we had noticed just from being Plato's Closet in the marketplace for so many years, and even though Plato's Closet, so we buy for the teen and young 20-year-olds, we still have shoppers come from every different age group shopping in our store. And one thing we had noticed was a big opportunity in the marketplace was there really wasn't as many options for current trendy clothes to buy for maybe mid-20s on up, and just more kind of the classic bit kind of business casual type styles or more sophisticated styles. So that was the catalyst for us opening Style Encore. But the benefit when you had said, Jasmine, about selling and what we buy, that is the biggest opportunity then when customers come in to sell at Plato's Closet. Our employees at Plato's Closet will be sorting through, and if it's something that we just feel might sell better over in Style Encore, we can just literally run next door since our walls are attached and send it over there, and Style Encore would buy that too. So it creates a better opportunity for our customers and our community too.
I love that. And I love that there's even more options because, like I said, I'm not the target demographic necessarily anymore, but I have to check out Style Encore because it sounds like it's really up my alley, especially for like my day-to-day outfits that I wear now. Lots of like different meetings, like comfy but cute. You know, I'm wearing a turtleneck right now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like myself and I feel comfortable and confident, but I don't know if this is necessarily something that Abigail or Amaya would wear. So it's nice to hear that there's a store that is specifically for me and who I am right now. So that's really exciting.
And I'm in my 50s and I shop in both stores. But when it gets to a little bit too revealing, then I go over to Style Encore.
Yep.
And Jasmine, I love the fact you pointed out the turtleneck because I am also actually wearing a turtleneck. Look at that. Look at us go. We're twinsies.
The turtleneck is the new half zip. I'm claiming it. In the beginning, you guys have been absolutely amazing to work with, and also like the girls love whenever we do anything with Plato's Closet because young women, they love fashion, they love being sustainable, they love finding pieces that feel like themselves. And so I just am wondering, how does your team view the importance of empowering young women in the community?
That's a great question, Jasmine. And every year when we have that night, that Sunday night after the store closes and dress girls for the Love Awards banquet, our staff volunteers to stay after and get such joy out of serving your girls in the community and making them feel so special that day and finding that magical outfit that resonates with them and pulling girls out of their shell to try to find that right outfit that speaks to them from head to toe. They love that. And afterwards too, they feel good. They feel like they're giving back to our community, and it really resonates well with our staff. So I think it's a mutual benefit that we have this partnership that we do every year together.
Do you have a favorite memory or moment working with Love Girls Magazine or Her Voice Media? I know you've experienced camps. I know you've experienced dressing cover girls. I'm wondering if there's a moment that stands out for you.
I can't remember her name, but I know last year at the banquet, there was a girl who was just as excited when she got her dress at the banquet with her outfit. And I remember her coming up to whoever dressed her at like one of our girls, and she was like doing her whole little spinoff. It was so stinking cute. I personally love those banquets every time. Like you said, you've got some tears out of me. I just have such a big smile on my face during the whole ceremony. I personally, those are one of my favorite events of the year. So I feel like every experience is a great experience, but I was just so excited to see how excited she was. And then just to see the confidence of that night going into the night of the banquet was just awesome to see.
So I have two memories. One was not last Love Awards, but maybe the year before. Muriel, English was her second language. And she was like, well, I don't know if my mom is going to like this. I don't know. And it was cute. I remember the dress. It was like an A-line dress. And she layered it with a white collared shirt. And she had on these black strappy heels. And when she walked out of the dressing room, she flung the door open. I can't remember if it was a door or a curtain, but it was dramatic, right? And she has both hands on her hips, and she is Tyra Banks voguing. And she's like, Kayla, this is it. She said, yes, I'm taking it with me. I said, okay, Muriel, you don't want to try it? No, I'm done. And I said, Muriel, we need to put it in the bag so we can check out. She's like, can I just wear it out the store? And I can't remember who was there, but they're like, yeah, I'll just scan the tags, leave the outfit on. And it was great. And she, till this day, she's one of my Sora's nieces. She talks about that outfit to this day, and it's been 2 years. So you guys are making a huge impact, and I'm glad that we have such a strong, authentic partnership that is really behind the mission and the vision of Love Girls Magazine, because they're always asking, when are we going to Plato's Closet? And you guys come through every single time without question, and we know we can count on you to help us and continue. So that means a lot, I think, for me as a mentor, to know that we have reliable community partners that truly care about the girls.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. Like I said, it's a mutual relationship too, because we feel fulfilled when we know that we're making an impact, and just see the alignment resonates really well with our staff, our community. We love supporting you. And then another impactful moment that just me and my responsibility in my mind is also developing my employees as well. And I love every year when we're able to speak and present a Plato's Closet award at your banquet. I love having one of my employees every year stand up and actually be on stage and being the presenter to give our employees just that tie-in to the public speaking skills, to the knowing that they're the ones actually giving the award. And it's an empowering moment as well. So that also strikes me as something, a very invaluable opportunity that I love that we're able to align with Love Girls.
Time flies when we're having fun, but I do have a closing game before we say goodbye, and it's rapid fire questions. So I'm going to call somebody's name, ask the question, and then you have to just say the first thing that comes to your mind. Does everybody understand the rules? Okay, so I'll start with Allison. Favorite fashion decade?
70s.
Cheyenne. Name one trend that you're loving right now.
I am obsessed with baggy, oversized everything right now.
Kayla, name a trend you hope never comes back.
Taking it back to the 2000s, the super, super, super low-rise jeans where they just hit above your butt crack. Never.
I have an employee here. She pulls that style off so good. Every time she comes in, I'm like, I promise you're the only person that I could see wearing this outfit.
Yes. Me and my little tummy could never.
I was legit going to be like, oh, if that was my question, I was going to say, like, not the low rise, but the ultra low rise. And then you said it. I'm like, yes, we are connecting. It's low rise is fine. Not the ultra. Insanely low.
Which brings me Abigail. You can only choose one for the rest of your life. Sneakers or boots?
I'd probably have to go sneakers, purely because I like playing like tag with my sister through parking lots way too much. And you just have to have like a comfy sneaker, you know, chase my poor sister around.
Allison, you can only choose one for the rest of your life. Denim or athleisure?
Probably denim.
I knew she was gonna pick that.
Kayla. One word to describe thrift culture today.
Just one word?
Just one. This is rapid fire, girl.
Endless. Sorry. Endless.
Oh, that's so poetic. I love it. Cheyenne, biggest confidence booster outfit piece for you?
I would say jewelry. Yes, jewelry. I love my chunky rings, the little dainty necklaces, earrings. I'd say jewelry.
And then last but not least, Abigail, the one color you're loving this season.
So I will almost always be wearing black for some reason, like, I just love because it goes with everything. It looks elegant, but it's also like a super comfy, and like if you spill on yourself, no one can tell because it's black, unless it's powdered sugar. I found that out the hard way. But I just absolutely, like, probably like a solid 50% of my closet is black. And if you saw like my pageant photos, my formal wear is black. I just, you know, it's just like such a classic and elegant color I love.
I love it. Thank you all so much for playing. And also thank you just for being here and for being in community with us, sitting, chit-chatting, talking about style, personal style, talking about the trends, talking about sustainability, fashion, and all the amazing things going on at Plato's Closet and Style Encore, which I have to check out. We're just so grateful, so thankful for you and your partnership and for being here with us today, Allison and Cheyenne. Thank you, Abigail. Thank you, Amaya and Kayla, for everything that you do and for being the amazing humans that you are. This was very, very fun. We're so excited to be able to talk about and spotlight the amazing work that you all are doing at Plato's Closet. You guys are seriously, literally the best, and we're really, really thankful for you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity to do this podcast with you too. I think it was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. Long time coming. I'm glad we were able to actually make it on.
Yes.
Where can the people find you?
Social media, Facebook, Instagram, Plato's Closet Davenport. Definitely give us a follow.
And then where are you located?
We are in Davenport, Iowa, up on 53rd and Elmore, in the same strip as Aldi's, right across from the Super Target.
5252 Elmore Avenue.
52 Elmore Avenue. Amazing. Well, thank you to our listeners for joining us again for another episode of Love Girls the Podcast. My name is Jasmine Babers-Gunn, and I will love you and leave you until next time. Bye.